This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council condemns the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya, that left three UN staffers dead and several others wounded. The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday. Bintou Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
This horrific attack came at a time when people in Benghazi were preparing for the Eid al-Adha holiday. In an area supposedly under full security control of General Haftar's Libyan's National Army Forces.
The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. No group has claimed responsibility as of yet, which came just 1 month after two bomb-laden vehicles detonated in Benghazi. Police used tear gas on protesters in Hong Kong after anti-government marchers went ahead in two areas of the Chinese territory Saturday in defiance of an official ban. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There have been reports of